Power FM breakfast with
Crossy.
Me.
Yo. There's a mystery in the office.
Yes.
And I need your help to try and work it out.
Yes.
Are you responsible for the chocolate delivery around the office?
No, but I know who is. His name is Steve. He's little, he's about an inch tall, and he comes running through the night. Normally, he leaves...
Are you unspeakable? We have, like, an office elf?
Well, more of a fairy, actually.
We have Steves in the office. Are you saying that one of those Stevens that was responsible for the chocolate, or are you implying that there's another Steve?
There's another Steve, with a V this time, as opposed to a PH.
So do you legitimately know who's responsible?
Yes.
Can you give me any clues?
Yes. You've probably never seen her.
Probably never seen her. It's a her.
It's a her.
Natisse, do you have any information?
Well, I'd like to take claim and say that it was me that gave everyone the chocolates.
Was it?
They happened to be here before I turned up this morning, but I'd like to still take credit for it.
See, you could have pulled the wool over my eyes because they were here when I turned up, but you could have done it when after I left yesterday. You could have still claimed it.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen, you know, I don't know what Cross is on, but I haven't seen any little fairies or leprechauns or anything, so...
But it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. But Stolzy.
Stolzy, Natisse is saying it may be you. Crossy thinks it's a work elf.
I want to say it's me, because it sounds like a cool thing to do.
A lot of people in this office are trying to take claim for this, and it's not them.
Can I go out on a limb here and say it was me?
No, because you just prefaced it by saying I want to say,
okay,
which implies...
Right. Okay, well, it wasn't me, even though I wish it was. I wish I could say yes, but it's not.
Have you eaten your chocolate yet?
No, I haven't even got a chocolate.
Oh, that's awkward.
Someone's forgotten about me, man.
Where's my bloody chocolate?
This? Unbelievable.
Trish, this is something that I anticipate you may do.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Have I got to the bottom of the mystery?
No, you haven't, but I know the story.
You know... Ooh.
I know who it was. Who did.
Are you going to give
they
me
didn't,
any clues?
They didn't leave me any because I don't eat chocolate.
Oh.
I didn't get any. No, it wasn't. And I've been sworn to secrecy. So when I have been sworn to secrecy, I do not divulge. So I'm sorry.
She's such an honest person. You can't even give me a clue?
No clues, no nothing.
Lisa, who is responsible? Do
Wayne.
You have any...
Wayne.
Really?
Yep. You told me yesterday I was going to leave a prize for you.
This is so cryptic because Trish was told me she was sworn to secrecy. You think it's Wayne.
Yep.
Crossy thinks it's an elf called Steve. Stolzy didn't get any. And I got told it was a female. So if it is, Wayne's in a really awkward position. That's it. Now we have to find Wayno. Boss?
Yeah.
Did you get chocolate?
No.
Okay, no chocolate for the boss. Awkward. I'm going to go now. There is a mystery in the Power FM office. Yesterday, little deposits of chocolate were left on our desk and I had to get to the bottom of who was responsible for this. There were all sorts of things being discussed as to who may have been responsible. But was it Wayne from production? Wayne from production. There's a mystery of chocolate around this office. A chocolate fairy has come in here. Now, rumours are Steve the elf, who I've just been reminded is actually a fairy. Who names a fairy Steve? Second, it was Stolzy, Bernie the cleaner, or you. Do you have a confession to make?
I'll take the Fifth Amendment.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't remember the fifth one. Which one's that one again?
No, is it the second? No. Fifth, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Are you or are you not responsible for the delightful chocolates that arrived on our desk this morning?
No comment.
No, you have to help me solve this mystery.
You have to speak my language.
Were you seen last night creeping around the office delivering delightful Kit Kats and Smarties to staff members' desk?
No comment.
I think no comment is yes. I think it's Wayne.
If he was seen doing it, he wouldn't be asking.
That's right.
Somebody else could have. Because everybody's been very cryptic in this office about this. Some people say they know Trish is sworn to secrecy. I just want to say that if it is you, it's awkward because a couple of people have said it was a girl. Now I'm really confused.
As confused as I am. Yes, exactly. If I did, what's in it for me?
Just a huge thank you. It's the nicest thing when you walk into the radio station at
5 o'clock in the morning,
when it's minus one. And you, the smile that you put on someone's face in this office for a simple thought of putting a little Kit Kat in a Smarty packet was delightful. So thank you from everyone at Parafem for making my super icy cold morning.
Were they frozen?
No, they weren't. They were delightful. Is the mystery really solved? Was it Wayne? Well, I'm going to give it to him unless somebody else tries to claim it in the meantime. It's Breaky with Nick's 98.1 Power FM.